Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 21.
Joel Embiid special.
Wow, the Joel Embiid, he's still there.
This one's the process.
Didn't get traded.
Yeah, I was trying to come out with some energy. I'm trying to be in a good mood. You want me to go commit suicide and wrap this microphone cord on my neck right now?
I'm drinking 7-Eleven coffee.
It's a post-NBA trade deadline. We're both a little, both of our teams.
We're shocked.
A little shell shocked.
I lost DeMarcus Cousins. You lost
Nerlens.
Nerlens
and
Noel.
Kept, and just as importantly or devastatingly, we kept Jahlil Okafor.
So it's double. The 76ers. Yeah.
It's a double whammy.
So my name's Turner Sparks.
My name is Michael Ira Kaplan.
Oh!
In mourning here.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, because you were Miguel.
I was Miguel.
But to solidarity with the Latin Americans. But now people are attacking Jewish cemeteries. So you got to go back to that Michael Ira.
Well, that'd be Mordechai.
Oh, yeah, there'd be more to
I'm more like in mourning about the Sixers situation. Ben Simmons out of the year. To me, that's Trump and Trump's Jewish cemetery. Jewish cemeteries was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
I donated in a denomination of Chai to the recovery rebuild. I told you about that in the pod.
Oh, there you go.
18.
I would say to be in
bucks, 36 bucks, 54, whatever you can do, 72.
Oh, nice. All right. Give it to the cemetery.
No comment on how much I gave.
You can find me on Twitter at Turner B. Sparks. You can find Kaplan at MIKaplan11.
11.
What's the 11 for?
You know, when we started this pod, I decided to start a Twitter handle that would be in honor of you.
Thank you.
Your brainchild, this pod. So Ken Dorsey, when I look at you, I think of Ken Dorsey, the golden era.
Yes.
Part two of the U in Miami.
The great quarterback from the University of Miami in 2001 when I was there.
Yeah, one of many Miami quarterbacks who could throw the ball like me, but was like an all-pro, all-American because of the talent around him.
He was basically my size.
Yeah.
But he never got touched or sacked. So
he
made it
in college.
And yeah, I think he did. So, all right, but before we start, we got to talk about last week's episode.
There's some blowback, I hear.
The episode's very popular. It's going all over the internet, and there's big-time blowback.
Yeah.
People are upset about the results.
Oh, I thought I had a Chinese intelligence officer show up at my door.
Well, that's happening to one or maybe
to ask me some strange questions.
Yeah.
About one of our contestants,
is on the run.
Yeah,
we won't say which.
We probably shouldn't say which one.
Okay, we will not say which one, but he
reader poll
wrote a book, and that book is people are chasing it down now. They're upset with what he said. They're coming after him, so you can find out who that is. But also the results in general, people are upset about because everyone loved Texas John.
Yeah, well,
and
he won the popular vote, but
he did. He was the Hillary Clinton of this.
But the thing, Audrey was the swing state. She's Ohio here. She's the whole.
Yeah, I know.
She's the Rust Belt.
She picked Dom, but here's what we said as a consolation prize: whenever Texas John. Or whatever he's calling himself at this point. We know he's changed his name. He's the one on the run. We've already given it up.
If you're listening there on the run in Air America, wherever you are.
Yeah.
I would go with, like, John without the H. Go with the more Jewish John.
J-O-N.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Yes.
And don't use a state.
Yeah,
that's
know.
My only advice. Because if you change your name to, like, I don't know, Missouri John, it's yeah. too obvious.
Florida John.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So anyway, here's what we said is Texas John can come in here. Whenever he's in New York, he can come in. We can do a full pod with Tex.
Right. We can disguise his voice if we have to.
We can talk. We can promote his book, Hey Comrade, Pull My right. Finger, available on Amazon.com.
Yes.
But, and today, who we have is Drew Morgan. Speaking of authors, we got another offer. Drew Morgan is a comedian. He's from the liberal redneck comedy tour.
Oh, that's Drew Morgan who's on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You told me to, you sent me the name, Drew Morgan. You said, look him up. He's the guy on our show. Make sure you know about him.
Well, what's Drew Morgan
and
to
I
do
I found out there's this guy on Long Island. He stole like $1.5 million from a special needs charity that he was running.
Well, that may be
and
him,
like,
too.
He's like the most hated man in Long Island.
All right.
Not named Michael H. Weber.
We'll find out when he gets in here. Save it for the pod.
All right. Make sure it's not the same guy. I got to do more research, though. I need an intern.
So Drew Morgan's from the South. He does the liberal redneck comedy tour. It's blowing up. It's going all over the place. He also wrote a book called The Liberal Redneck Manifesto. Sorry, it's the Well-Read Comedy Tour.
Oh,
anyway, he's a big comedian. He's coming in here. He's going to teach us about the South. Because I've always wanted to learn how to be a Southerner, you know?
Right.
And I always at my
I thought he's going to teach you how to be a liberal.
No. That's
or how to be a redneck.
Well, no. I mean, maybe all of that.
Oh,
but
he's
teaching us about the South. Because here's the thing. The Sparks family,
yeah.
Our heritage is the South. We're 100% Alabamian.
Do you want to brag about this right now?
If you no, I mean if you take it all the way back, that's where we're from. But Tyler and I
the Sparks plantation.
Yes. And
it was a proud presentation.
Yeah, you can hear my whole comment about it. But Tyler and I have been the outcasts, the black sheeps, because we grew up in California. We're
ooh,
like, you know,
fancy
these
boys.
Yeah,
liberals.
These stupid liberals.
These elites on the coast.
So this guy's going to teach us. I got 100 questions for him. How to be.
You still have family in Alabama?
Probably.
Oh.
Shout out.
Yeah, we should do it. We should do a remote down Alabama.
We'll do it. We got to take him with us for protection. Right. But anyway, before we get to Drew, let's get to Lost in America.
All right, let's get to it.
Play the music. All right, so we're back. All right, this is what I want to talk about, Kaplan. I've realized since I've been back, we just finished the NFL season, just had the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago. I lost touch with football in my 12 years when I was gone to China. Before I left.
American football.
American football.
By going to China, did you start calling it American football? Did you have to?
Yeah, no. I refuse.
There's all the expats out
there. Sometimes you just have to stay American. I never put a Canadian flag on my backpack.
Right.
I never apologized for... I never apologized for George Bush.
No.
You know?
Which seems quaint now.
And I never goddamn called it American football.
Good.
And I didn't call it gridiron either, which is
right.
What Josh and the Aussie Joshes and Dom call it.
Gridiron.
Mate, you're on the gridiron. Aye, oi. Blimey. No. But I lost touch with college football I'm in on, but NFL, because it was on at 1 a.m.
Right.
and 4 a.m. Monday mornings, the worst possible time. You ruin your week if you stay up to watch the Dolphins game or something.
Pretty much
right?
Unemployed if you're watching football.
Exactly. So anyway, I completely lost touch. I started watching games with you and Weber this year.
Right. We had the...
And when we met Ikram.
What was the name of that bar? The Bait and Hook?
The Bait and Hook. And I realized that I was like one of those... like losers that I used to hate back in 2004, who they'd be like, "What's that? What's a pass? What is that a first?"
You mean you were a chick in 2004?
Basically, I knew nothing about football. Like, I didn't know anyone's names. I was embarrassed to say it. I knew Randall Cunningham is the most recent Eagles player I've known. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, I know nothing about sports. I'm already like completely full of shame, right? And then we're sitting in the bar, and I realize now, like, chicks know football.
Yes.
And it's because of fantasy football. I'm guessing that's what you told me, right?
That's, I think, one reason. Yeah, I think
there's like a group of like four or five girls just sitting by themselves. There's no dudes around. They're not there because their boyfriend wants them to be there. And they're like super into football. And this is every bar we went to.
Right. Well, there was one time we were at a bar. I think there's different levels. Like, we were at a bar once where there was these two girls who didn't seem to be watching the game. And they started talking to these two guys. And I was thinking, like, this is a great way to meet guys. There's that. There are a lot of girls who actually genuinely seem to like football, which I don't. It's
but
like,
that where did that come? That did not exist. If that would have existed when I was in high school and college, I would have gotten way more.
When I was in college, it existed, but it was only like Patriots fans. It was like girls who loved the Patriots. I would go to
the
student rec center to watch like the games, and there'd be like I feel like there'd be very loud Boston-y girls screaming about Drew Bledsoe and Ben Coates.
Yeah, and they had like a pink hat, Red Sox hat on, and all that. We didn't have those. There was no like pink hat Raiders fans in Northern California.
But yeah, it's definitely. I really think fantasy football is idiotic.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, fantasy football.
I'm on your side,
and I came around slowly on it. Some others were quicker to the conversion than I was, but once I converted and became a full degenerate gambler instead,
yeah,
I realized how stupid it is. And then it really hammers home every time I go to a bar. Like, it's one thing to, all right, I watch fantasy football, but if you don't get, no matter guy or girl, if you don't get, like, I'm an Eagles fan, I'm never going to root for, like, Eli Manning to throw a touchdown unless they're losing 40-10 or
totally
something.
Agree.
Like, if you're cheering, I have Eli Manning, I have Odell Beckham. It's like,
and then they're yelling that out in the bar like anyone else gives a shit.
Yeah, they yell, yeah.
Herschel Walker.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like in the evolutionary chain of fandom, there's like guys who are exactly like this too. They're like guys who aren't really big football fans.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a competition between them and girls.
That's what I've turned into, which was the people I always hated.
So you need to start playing fantasy football.
Basically. I got to get back into it.
That's the way you can educate yourselves.
All right, maybe.
And I have one other thing to say, but it's my Lost in America thing.
Okay.
If we, I just wanted to quickly, because the listeners I know, they're always asking me about Teddy's education.
What's going on with Teddy?
Yeah, somebody asked us about, she was very upset Teddy didn't get into kindergarten.
Yes.
People are concerned.
Yeah.
I want the listeners to know that the homeschooling continues.
Are you going to be his teacher?
No, but I mean, if he ends up in Ron Artest's high school, I'm planning for it. I'm going to fill in the blanks, what he's missing.
Okay.
So I took him.
What do you know?
I took the kids on President's Day on a holiday. I took them to the Intrepid.
Okay.
Which is a great, if you need to do something, a tourist thing here in New York. It's an aircraft carrier down the West Side Highway.
Okay.
It's like it's a great little mini museum there. But they had a special Kids Week this week, and it was all about the planets and stuff, space. And Teddy's like obsessed. So I took him into this thing. It was called like the Solar System Quiz.
Yes.
And he sat in a small room, and they put it above on a ceiling, like a projector of the solar system. And there's like a woman there running the projector, and she's like, it's like a 3D thing where she brings you into each planet, and she starts telling you information and then asking you questions.
Okay.
And it's, I'd say all the kids are between like 7, 10 years old. Teddy's sitting there at 4.5. Every single planet, he's screaming answers. She's like, he's like, Mercury.
Does he know the new ones?
He knows everything. He's like 88 miles from the sun. Or it takes 88 days to get around the sun. He's
Whoa.
Like screaming. Yeah, he knows the new, well, we didn't get to the new ones. That was breaking news. That happened like right after this, actually.
Yeah.
But he's yelling about the dwarf planets. He's yelling. He's at one point, she tells him something about Pluto and like ice or something. I don't remember what it was. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, really loudly. And she's like, oh, thanks. I'm glad I could teach this. And she didn't concede. So she didn't know how small he was. She knew it was the same kid. She kept saying, you guys are so smart. It was just Teddy.
Yeah, nice.
And then the two highlights to me were there was like this like 9-year-old kid who like turned to his mom at one point and was like, how does this little kid know everything?
So here's the thing. If Teddy has to go to run our test school, treat it like college basketball. Yeah. You go for 1 year to like Liberty Division II,
right.
And then you transfer.
Exactly. And it's going to teach him, and it'll probably be good for his basketball resume.
Yeah, he's going to
he'll get a good education there on the courts. And so lastly, I wanted to tell you this. We come out, there's this dad who keeps looking at me, like, and he's like, he's Chinese.
Yeah.
And we get outside the thing, and I start talking to him. And they just moved here. He moved last year to Bayside.
Nice.
And he starts. Oh, but then he starts asking me about Teddy, and then he starts chastising his son. He's like, he is 4.5.
Tiger dad.
Yeah, he was very tiger daddy. He's like, look, he knows this, and he's like, how? I told him about YouTube.
Oh.
These are my tips, parent tips. I told him YouTube. I told him some books.
Nice.
And then he like starts. He's got a camera. It was so stereotypical. He had his like big camera.
Sure.
And he starts pushing his son, like shoving him a little bit to get next to Teddy.
Take a picture
he
with Teddy.
To take a picture of Teddy.
The smarter kid.
Smart American kid.
To shame his child for the rest of his life.
He's sending it back to China, this picture. There is a smart American kid out there.
There's one.
News, yes. Yeah, so Teddy's the example.
That's how you motivate kids in China. You say, take a picture with the smarter kid.
Yeah.
Now, every day, you put that on the wall, and you say, you keep studying until you can be smarter than him.
Yes. So that's, you know, Teddy.
Well, fantastic.
Teddy might have to come with us to China.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. He didn't get his name, but.
All right. Now, congratulations, Teddy. You don't need school. Now, we're going to bring Ikram in.
Yes.
This is a big moment. We've cleared it up.
Yeah.
We're going to make amends. Ikram's coming in.
Jared Kushner.
Jared Kushner.
He's going to make Middy's peace, but first to practice.
All right.
To make peace between us and Ikram.
All right. So Ikram, come on in here, man. All right. So We got Ikram in here. Ikram.
Hit live in the in studios.
Live. We made it back. It's a return. It's been months. I know we had some call it a falling out.
And I think we finally got you on Gloss.
Yeah. We did. That's a thing. Time, that's why we brought you back.
We got. I did go up to the guy.
Oh, the guy. Yeah.
I was like, put this guy in Gloss.
Yeah, yes. You got to crack head. The boss has to come around sometimes.
Terrorism works once again.
Yeah. We made it happen.
Because you got all these people down the totem pole, and they're making decisions. Because you were out of town. I was out of town. We couldn't talk to each other. It was a miscommunication.
You were in China. Yeah.
I was in China.
Weren't you going there?
You almost came to China.
I heard you were supposed to be there.
I thought you didn't come because you were upset with me because of the pod.
Yeah.
No, man, I looked at the flight time. I was like, dude, I'm not going to sit on a plane for 15 hours.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's pretty far.
So you've eliminated China off your list of places you're going.
Newsflash. China's far away.
Yes. We learn a lot here.
But you put us on Gloss. Thank you very much. And very now we're back. We want you to explain. Because here's the thing. We started our podcast 4 or 5 months ago, right when Ince was just getting going.
Right.
Yeah. Now Ince has like a million new features. So
we've improved
way,
as a pod, and Ince is improved.
When you looked at Ince about 4 months ago, it looked like an abstract art project.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I supposed to do? And I remember talking to you guys, and you're like, no, this sounds cool. Yeah, can we just come record some shit in your studio?
We were trying to figure out how it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it works. Now I have my own page. You can follow me at Turner
you
Sparks.
Account. You have like a username.
In yeah. There. Has my picture in there.
I got to put my picture in, but I'm Captain America.
Captain America. It's linked to my Twitter.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to link it because I don't know my Twitter password, so I can't. Yeah, I just tried linking it.
Dude, I'll tell you what. The other day I was watching someone. Have you ever gone through this trying to sign up? Sorry, remember your password?
Yeah, and then, like, that's me every day.
Kevin was
I can't remember any of my passwords.
Like, what is with this password? Like, I'm trying to buy a ticket on Amtrak, and it's like the minimum requirement for your
security.
Password is like 15 characters and like 3 uppercase characters.
Oh, and like, what was your
Amtrak my password?
Just for my Amtrak account. Who do these people think they are?
And then they have all these security questions, like, what was the last name of your dog when you were 15? You're like, what? I don't know.
Remember my
your
dead dog?
Can be one letter.
See? There
I'm
you go.
I changed my Venmo password to just K.
And so
seems with the money.
The new features on Ince, the ones I'm excited about, is if you want to record, it's no longer. It doesn't just start recording. Very soon, it will not just start recording right when you pick it up.
Yeah,
it'll have a stop start.
Oh, that's
for our China listeners. It's much like WeChat.
Exactly.
Right?
That's it. It's going to look
help
just
keep
like
us out of trouble.
The voice recorder button on WeChat. So you can press start, and then you can press stop. And then if you like it, you can put it out. If you don't like it, you can trash it.
Correct.
Perfect. That solves so many. So many issues.
You can't edit the length of it, right. But you'll be able to. It's just like push down, and then when you release, it goes live if you want it to, or you delete it.
And then it's way easier to follow somebody because you have a name, you have an avatar, you can put your picture up there.
Yeah.
So people can easily search for us.
Yeah, so now they can find Turner and Kaplan and Lost
and you.
In America.
Yeah.
Like, I think, look,
and the guest we're having on in a few minutes, Drew Morgan, he's on there now. You can find him and the Liberal Rednecks.
Edition. Liberal Rednecks.
Yes.
Hashtag.
So it's great. So that's why we want to get you back in to tell everybody, try it again for the first time.
Yeah.
Ince, baby.
Ince
in the App Store.
Ince. And you know, we got to say one thing. You know, the Eagles will be back next year, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're going to.
I got some jerseys lined up for you, bro.
Nice.
I'm interested in any.
All right.
Can I interest you in a Nerlens Noel Sixers jersey? Yeah.
Just got traded.
All right, I'll give you $50K for that.
There we go.
I think Weber would outbid you.
Thank you, Ikram. Let's get to our guest.
All right.
Get Ints. All right. Welcome back. We got our guest here, Drew Morgan, from the Liberal Redneck Comedy Tour.
Well, the Liberal Redneck Manifesto is the book.
Yes.
The tour is Well Read Comedy.
Well Read Comedy Tour.
You messed it up earlier, too.
I messed it up earlier.
I spelled R-E-D. You fucked it up earlier before I got here. You guys are talking
shit
about
fix
me
it when
I can't
he gets
ride
here.
Trains, right? I've been in the city for 3 years, but it's like I'm still somehow like a country bumpkin dumbass.
You got lost
you
in America.
You were lost in America, which is what we like our guests to do.
Yeah, it's the name of the pod.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I just skipped the stop.
It wasn't our fault, though, right?
I was trying to buy a flight, and no, I just was trying to buy a flight.
Because we've done that before. We've given the wrong.
I looked
address.
Up and I was at Union Square.
There you go.
I was already late.
See, on your all phone.
Right. Well, all right.
Buy flights on the subway.
Well, we want to talk. Yeah, we want to talk to you about. We want you to teach us how to be Southern, but we're going to do that in a minute.
Man.
First, we want to find out about you.
Did you guys have chips on your shoulder?
Well, I don't even know what that means.
A chip on your shoulder?
Oh, a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, you got like a chip on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can be Southern then.
Oh, is that all it is?
Most of
all right, pot over. We'll see you next week.
Lots of chips. Shoulders hurt.
Now they need to be barbecue or ranch flavored specifically.
I'm out for the ranch.
Wait, but first of all, with your comedy career, you've lived in New York a few years, right?
Coming up on three.
Three, okay. But you started, how'd you link, because you're on this tour right now,
yeah.
Right? And you guys are going like everywhere based off all of, how did it come about?
Well, we've done comedy together almost since the beginning. I started in Miami. I was living in Miami, and I got on stage a couple times.
Wait, I went to college in Miami.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I think we talked about this briefly.
Yeah.
I was a public defender. That was like my first life.
Where? What, Dade County?
For comedy.
Dade County.
Oh, yeah. That's the scummy. They need public defenders
scummy
down there.
Cops, yeah.
I have probably almost hired you.
Trying to stand up material in here.
I gotta. Were you on the wall of like the Miami-Dade County Jail? Because I might have almost.
Oh, you mean like where it's got all the yeah.
Bail bonds people?
No, that's like private people. I was, you know, like if you. You know, in like the movies, if you can't afford a lawyer, one will be provided to you.
That was you.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
Turner doesn't know about the American.
Like we got bad news for you. He's a comedian slash lawyer.
Well, here's the thing. We got bad news to you. He just got out.
Yeah.
Good luck. Like you just got out of jail. He just got out of law school. You're like a match made.
Love to help you get out of prison. I got to go do a spot real quick at the comedy club. I'll be right back.
I do have some bits about that. It's tough because that world's so specific. But I do have some bits about how, like that job is very serious. And I'm very proud of the work that I did and the people that I worked with. They're my heroes, sincerely.
Yeah.
Public defense is so important because you're meeting people at, you know, one of the worst times in their life. And, you know, it's fucking difficult. They're about to go to prison maybe. And when I really wanted to start doing comedy, it's like tough. It's not fair to them or you if you've got like 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out kind of thing.
Totally.
And
yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I bailed. Do you know what I mean? Like, you really need to be in to be.
You were like working to get your closing arguments down to like a good tight 5 minutes.
Exactly.
it was affecting their case.
So you got a light in the back of the room.
One time in court.
Sandman come in. Like,
I was a juvenile public defender. And they were describing this kid as having like a mustache, and this kid was like 13, and he had one of those like just hit puberty dirty lips or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And at some point during my argument, I go, "This isn't a mustache, guys." And I turned to this cop who had one of those fucking giant, like, black man handlebars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, his mustache was, like, 5 inches wide
Raleigh.
And 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
And I was like, "This is a mustache." And, like, five people cracked up. But, like, it didn't help. You know what I mean? And in retrospect, I was like, I accidentally went for the punchline.
I was going to say, you went for the laugh.
That's one of many reasons I could never be a lawyer. Because, I would love to be a lawyer.
Who are you defending, the cop or the little kid?
No, the kid.
Comedy.
It sounds like you're defending the cop.
Well, I mean.
Pro mustache.
I wasn't going to.
Like a witness saw a mustache, and he's like, that's not.
Oh, that's what it was.
You're basically accusing the cop of being a possible suspect, it sounds like.
Okay, so then you were
doing
comedy in Miami.
I started it there. Like, my wife knew I always wanted to do it. She, like, brought home this flyer. She's like, there's a comedy contest. You've been wanting to do this. And I guess, like, a lot of us, that was when I was at my most broken. My brother had just gone to prison. That was a very difficult time for me. And then I was doing that very intense first job out of law school, sort of always felt like I was drowning. And it was like I always wanted to do comedy, but at that point I think I was like, no, I need to fucking do something.
Yeah.
And so I started, and then we moved back to Tennessee because of my brother. He hadn't gone to prison yet. He'd only been arrested for murder. Didn't mean to drop that on his first 8 minutes. I moved back to Tennessee to like, you know, being with the family and around there, and I was a public defender in Knoxville at that time. And I'm saying all that to say I met Trey then, who I'm on tour with.
Trey Crowder.
Yes.
Right?
And we had both been doing comedy like 7-8 months. So almost from the jump, we were hanging out.
And then what most people would know, like what's going to spark their, like, oh yeah, these guys, is the Liberal Redneck videos, right?
Right. So we.
So you guys were just doing comedy.
Just doing comedy, just regular comedians. Trey's closing bit for years. He never said the phrase Liberal Redneck, but we all called it that. Like when he wrote out a set list, you'd see it there at the end or Liberal Redneck or whatever. And the idea was, he was talking about how with his accent, his is much thicker than mine. He was talking about how with his accent, he knows that people think certain things about him, but he feels like the reason why is that TV keeps putting people with his accent on who are loud and obnoxious and ignorant.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I've been trying to fight that by being eloquent my whole life. Fuck that. I'm going to be loud and obnoxious. I'm just going to say shit I believe in. And then we go through a series of like, hey, Bible says it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yeah, then again, the Bible is an ancient collection of fairy tales and moral fables that ought not have any effect on the machinations of an ostensibly modern society, by God. And even in front of conservative crowds, it always works.
Yeah, because it's a dichotomy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And anyway, he came up here for that NBC Writers Workshop. He was staying with me in Queens. He was doing that. And it's supposed to be a feeder program. As far as I know, no one ever gets a fucking job at NBC out of there. Even after he blew up, they wouldn't give him the time of day. Fuck you, NBC.
Yeah. Shout out. We're making enemies. We made a bunch of enemies a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah, with the Borgata. And Sue Costello hates everybody.
Borgata, what is that? Like
that's a casino.
Okay. Yeah. I knew somehow.
Yeah. I think we threw it right behind the Trump Hotel.
Some theater in Boston hates us now. And now NBC.
The Dance Factory?
Yeah, Dance Factory.
Well, you guys can just make NBC hate me, you know?
Yeah. No, we're on board.
Fuck NBC.
Anyway, he made it into a character. He made the little redneck into a character for a sketch. And then he was like, he's been saying for years he should do videos as the guy. He finally did. And the second one went viral. Uber viral, like 25 million in a week.
25 million views in a week.
Yeah,
that's
goddamn
more than we have downloads, right?
Yeah, by about 25 million.
Ask, yes,
24,999,000.
If you guys had that many, I would probably ask for at least dinner. Yeah, I'll come on your fucking podcast. You're making thousands of dollars a day on.
So, okay, and then you guys just started selling out clubs immediately, right?
Trey was a draw immediately.
This is like 6 months ago, a year ago?
Almost a year. We're coming up on it. The video went viral on 420, which is appropriate.
Hey, nice. Shout out.
Hitler.
Birthday. All right, it's his birthday, right? And Earth Day.
Birthday.
We live in a fucking simulation. we did like a week run. Like we took vacation days from our jobs and let's see how this goes. And we sold the fuck out like immediately. Like two shows in Atlanta. Like he was overnight huge in the South, especially, and because as we had dreamed about on porches, we knew that these people were waiting on us.
Yeah.
The South is super conservative and super old fashioned, but there's so many people, especially in cities, who aren't like that and they want a voice and they don't want to have to listen to, you know, like they love Bill Maher, but he's not one of them.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. So, and now you're just touring, just killing it.
Touring. We got a book deal out of it.
You got the book.
Trey sold a pilot.
Wow. Jesus.
Fox passed on it, but he still got the deal with Warner Brothers.
Screw Fox.
Fox, NBC, everyone can suck my dick.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been going really well, and he's really integrated us, which I appreciate. And I mean, his comment or response to that is, I can't do all this on my own. Like, I would have to say no to five of the 10 things I've got going on if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
You know, with you guys, I can keep it going. Like, you know, we wrote the book together. I edited it, so stuff like that.
Boom. So, okay. I have some questions, because here's what we did. We want to learn about... I just got back to America, as we know, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you know that, but I was gone for...
you were on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, I was on your podcast.
We just started that 2 weeks ago, so you'll be out in a month or so.
So here's my question about your guys' tour, to start out, is... Are you guys, when you guys are doing stuff, because obviously you're doing it all around the United States, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you do it in the South, are you doing it, because you're saying there's pockets of blue in most cities, right? Are you guys doing your shows there? Or are you doing them
college
like out in the, the bar, like out?
We've
done
both. It's obviously better in the cities for a variety. That's where comedy clubs are. That's where theaters are.
Yeah.
But we've done like a small city called Johnson City. It was like a punk rock club. It was on that. It was during that first week when we didn't really know what we had, and it was standing room only. There was literally a woman in there who goes by Amazon Jamie, who was barefoot.
Shout out
Amazon Jamie.
Also, shout out to Aaron No, who came. He's been to like five of our shows. Amazon, he's one of our biggest fans. He threw a can of pork and beans on stage at the end, like he rolled it onto the stage.
Wow, that is.
I mean, it was very red.
Very Southern.
It was like the most redneck of the liberal redneck tour. But then, like that same run, we had Asheville. And Asheville, I don't know if you know, is like a hippie little pocket in the South. And it was very much like, I don't know, you know. And
you were too conservative for them?
Just red.
Too red.
Just like, you know, like, pills. Like, there's a lot of pill talk in our, because Trey's mom was a pill head. My brother was a pill head. That's how he started on the path of
it. And so that just makes them uncomfortable?
I think it's a little bit of that. And just so like, we're wild. Corey says titties every fifth word. Like,
how do they feel about pork and beans word being thrown out there? Because.
I mean,
that wouldn't sit too well.
We do a remote pod, and someone throws
just the pork part would take.
I was about to say
that's a hate crime. I'm calling that a hate crime.
Well, we thought Corey. Well, I didn't. Corey thought it was a bomb.
Oh,
like yeah, he, it was our first week.
I'd rather
of the tour.
Have a bomb thrown at me.
Trey does have a lot of haters or whatever. He was like, ah, oh, it's pork, and then he ate it.
Oh, like, God, oh, that's
all you, Turner.
They have a walkout in Kaplan's neighborhood.
And now he's the mayor of that city. I don't know.
So what you guys are like?
Do you do those or they?
No. We're just starting to hit it with the college kids. Facebook was where Trey went viral. He's been on Bill Maher. We're going on The View.
I saw him on Bill Maher.
We're just starting to trickle into, what is that demographic, 20-year-olds? They don't fuck, dude. Because here's the thing. They didn't, like, we have 40-year-old women coming to our show, like, crying. Seriously.
Yeah.
Who are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you exist. Like, these 20-year-old kids, they grew up with the internet. They don't feel as isolated.
Right.
So that's part of it. And then secondly, and this is just true, 20-year-old kids still don't know that hating people with a Southern accent is offensive.
That's what I was
that's
about
like
to
the
say.
The one thing they're allowed to pick on.
You might be talking about something that's one step beyond what they've experienced.
It is.
Would that be, yeah.
Both in the isolation and the, they still haven't quite, most of them made room for people like me.
Hmm. Ah.
Yes. But either in Southern colleges, because then you can.
I don't know about that.
Like who's more of a pain in the ass, liberals or conservatives, with your guys?
A pain in the ass in what way?
Throwing pork and beans at you, or like crossing their arms in Asheville.
Everyone knows who we are. Very few conservatives come to our show. If they do, like their wife or girlfriend usually drags them there.
Yeah,
they have a good time. They really do. Until the Q&A. We do a Q&A at the end, and it always gets very, very self-congratulatory on our audience's part. They want to be like, "You guys are the best," and what do we do to talk to our dumb fuck relatives?
Oh God, that doesn't help.
Relative and then like up that Trump comes, I was like, "God damn, man, I was having a good time, and now I feel like they want to murder me."
Yeah. I see.
So if you mean on our tours, it's all liberals, and they're very annoying sometimes. Like specifically, we had like in San Francisco. We just had these questions that were so ignorant, but they were unaware they're ignorant.
But actually makes the point of your act.
Exactly.
Like, exactly.
It's better if they're...
Well, you know, it was it's better like for it, us in
yeah,
the way
makes,
we feel.
Yeah, exactly.
But it sucked to be there for these Q&As, and they're like, hey, how'd you get out?
Oh, like, God. Like you're in prison?
Like airplane. It's not North Korea. We have roads, you know? Or this one woman told us to endear herself to us. Yeah, I lived in the cell for 2 years. I wanted to kill myself.
Jesus.
She was like shaking her head like, right? And Trey goes, well, there's a fucking great bridge for it right over there.
Golden Gate's like the number one.
Yeah.
Number one that's a great bridge. No, but I get the same with China. I get the same thing. People will either tell me like, oh, I went there once. Oh, it was so gross, right? Everyone's spitting everywhere and they're disgusting. I'm like, my wife's Chinese. My whole family is. I lived there for 12 years. I wouldn't have stayed that long.
I loved it.
If I hated the whole thing, you know?
Non-spitting episode.
Well, that's a big part of what we want to do. And for me, honestly, that's the main part. I'm way more interested in showing the world and sort of like representing my people than I am like, I don't know, convincing other Southerners to stop hating gays. Because for the most part, I'm going to lose that battle anyway.
Yeah. There you go. And so, okay, but here's a question, because I think we talked about this possibly on your podcast, but when did, because like basically like boots, cowboy hats to a certain extent.
When did the hipsters take my culture?
Yes. That's what I was going to ask.
Here's what happened.
Because they wore checkered
they
shirts.
Came for the gays.
Right.
Yeah. And then they took the hip hop kids culture. And when they came for mime, there was no one left.
That was it? No.
Because everyone was a hipster.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happened. I think it had to do with them being in the irony. That's not as much the hipster thing anymore.
Is that the most insulting thing?
PBR was the thing.
Yeah, drink PBR, right?
I think PBR
trucker hats.
A little bit ironic. I know trucker hats was ironic.
It's all ironic.
Well,
there's no heart in any of it.
Well, if you have a hipster from the South, though.
But hipster, as best I can tell in Brooklyn, it's not ironic anymore. They're very into fashion now. Like, they have, like, $400 black jeans on, and, like, these shoes were made in Japan or whatever. So the irony in the fashion aspect of hipsterdom, as best I can tell, is gone now, but it's maintained some of the leftovers, and one of them is flannel and boots and PBR and trucker hats. And, dude, I mean, we fucking hit. We look good, dude.
You know what? Here's what I idea for a show is, you know how they used to have Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Where gay people would teach straight people how to dress.
Right.
I want to do you guys, Southern guys, come up here and teach hipsters how to dress, act, to make them. Because if it's cool to be from the South, but you never want to go there.
Right.
As long as you don't have to go there, it's cool to be, to act like that. I want you to teach them how to spit in buckets, like whatever it is, spit in buckets, shooting, PBR cans.
Well, we're trying to do a show kind of like that. That we're pitching right now. I don't know.
Too late. I just thought of it.
You're a moron.
Well, it's not what the says. It's more like on an international type level, like going and looking, like, does France have rednecks? Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, that's genius.
Does China?
Australia definitely has rednecks. Right?
I'll take you over to China.
We learned about Australian rednecks on a previous episode.
Is it Bogans?
Bogans. Yes, yeah, Bogans.
I lived in Australia. It's they got a lot of rednecks.
So if we wanted to, because here's the thing. Everyone loved... like we were saying, hipsters all love the Southern culture, right?
They do now.
As long as they don't have to go there.
Right.
And then, but what's
I have that line?
Sure.
Because I never thought about that aspect of it.
That's for you.
That's why it's infuriating.
We give lines
that's
to
why it's infuriating.
If they wanted to go there, it'd be fucking awesome. If you come to Nashville and you wear one of those goofy fucking, like Bill Burr's last special, he had that goofy fucking shirt on.
Exactly.
But he was
cowboy
in Nashville.
Boots. But isn't Nashville kind of hipster now? Like,
sure.
It's become like.
Yeah, with Jack White's there. Yeah. 5 points is awesome.
So, yeah, if you want to go there, it's fine. But
if
most people never.
If you want to come hang out in the South, you can take everything. You can have my vernacular. You can have my mom. I don't care. But
yeah.
Like,
wow.
If you're hanging out up here while shitting on, I mean, look at these fucking idiots down there. They can't read. They're all fat.
Of course.
Then take those fucking boots off.
Those shove them up your ass.
Are for work. Those are work boots.
The cowboy boots.
They
cowboy
are. Boots never
are,
thought about that.
Cowboy boots are 50-50.
What could, boots? What boots are you talking about?
Like the Red Wings, which are really hip right now.
I don't even know what those
Red
are.
Red Wings is and Carhartt. Carhartt shirts, Carhartt coats are very in right now.
Okay.
Those are both literally working clothes. Like the companies right. were it's founded and they catered to working men and some women. And
these
now,
dipshits in Williamsburg.
It's like,
go
this
kind of patronizing to wear work clothes.
Something.
It's completely patronizing.
They should wear like doctor scrubs and not be a doctor and just be like, I mean, yes.
Yeah,
that's the next
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
So what's the new thing then? What do they not know about yet that you can teach us that we can start doing before
that
they
you can
do?
Sell to hipsters?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. I mean,
what are they doing in the South that hasn't hit here yet? You know what I mean?
Well, the sleeveless fad, gay men wear sleeveless shirts, but hipsters really haven't done the sleeveless thing. And we still do. That's still big time down there.
You're sleeveless? Oh, you mean
like we cut the sleeves out of our t-shirts? I don't do that as much.
All right, I'm going to start doing
you'll
that.
Be walking around, like, you'll be at a restaurant and. There'll be just people hanging out.
That's awesome. Like Bad Boy Club, or what kind of t-shirts?
What is Bad Boy Club?
Do they cut them off, or are they just like old shirt and just like they cut off and you get a new?
No, you buy a regular shirt and you cut it off.
Yeah, usually.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah. You don't buy a sleeveless shirt.
Right.
I thought you were asking if you do it immediately or later.
Right.
It just depends on the shirt.
Right. I'm just trying to get the.
Okay. Are boots still. You said cowboy boots are not for.
Listen, Texas.
That's not always for work, but that is more of a Texas.
Is Texas the South?
Nashville. Well, here's what I always say.
I need to know that.
Texas is its own thing. Because I feel like when I say that, it doesn't offend people in Texas. I'm not trying to say it's not part of the
South. No. I got tons of family from Texas. They don't care.
I think that it's its own thing, and I think it's very similar to the South culture-wise, but it's also so unique. Texas has cities that are like no other part of America that I've been to.
Okay.
Houston is – there's not another place like Houston. Austin – like it's kind of like Portland, but it's not.
Wait, I've been to Houston. They got a really good carpool lane, and that's about it. as far as I remember.
More to it than that, but sure.
You can blast through the city.
Well, it's a border state. It's right. So it's got it's like if you're down near the border, it's got all the Mexican influence.
Right.
Mm.
It's just different.
We're working on that, but for now,
we have a lot of fans there too. That's the other thing. It's so big, and like the cities.
Awesome.
It's there's great. So many, like, you know, it's a red state. It's red. It's like the South. Not really. Like, part, like overall, sure, but.
No. Gotcha. Okay, so it's not. So then what about barbecue? So then barbecue.
Yeah,
from
there really
would
a difference
be,
between all these barbecues?
I know, like, everybody.
St. Louis,
Kansas
Memphis,
City, which
Kansas
is not even there. Yankees, as far as we're concerned, right?
Sure, yeah.
And screw them. Where's the best?
We actually wrote a lot about this in our book, Liberal Redneck Manifesto, Dragon Dixie Out of the Dark.
You can find it
on
Amazon.
Subtle title.
Wherever books are sold.
Yes. Barbecue, my favorite is, I always say it wrong, Western Carolina style.
Oh,
which
wow.
is
I've never even heard of that state.
Well, I've heard that.
It's pretty basic. It's like the vinegar red sauce that you're probably used to when you just generally go to the South,
yeah.
but not with ketchup. Which is a fine sauce, too. If you put ketchup and brown sugar in your sauce, that's a different thing.
You don't have to be nice to everybody. Ketchup sucks, and everyone knows it.
Wow.
I'll fight you.
What? You're not a mustard guy?
I mean, I like mustard-based, and I prefer vinegar-based, but there's nothing wrong with ketchup-based sauce.
Seriously.
Ketchup is as good as NBC in my book.
Listen, I still eat ketchup on steaks. This is the second.
Sorry, keep going. I cut you off. You might have to leave right now.
Well, I think that's like my hot take. You know what I mean? It's like everyone's trying to be controversial. There's just ketchup on steaks at the nicest restaurant ever.
You go to Peter Luger's and get a ketchup.
No, that answers my question. That's what hipsters are going to be doing in 6 months. They're going to be eating ketchup on steaks.
I don't think most people in the South agree with me. I don't think that's a Southern thing.
Okay.
Yeah, grits. Do hipsters do grits yet? I know they do biscuits.
I don't know if I know.
And they do hot chicken.
There are like brunch. So, yes, they do. There's like brunchy expensive places in New York where there's like grits are like $12 side or something.
Which is unbelievable. Like, yeah. It's literally just grist. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it's just ground up corn and put cheese in it.
But what about, what's the best state in the South for barbecue?
The best state for barbecue?
Yeah.
Tennessee has the biggest variety. We really do. Because if you look at Tennessee, I mean, we're right in the middle of shit. We touch 8 states, I think. So we got a lot of variety. Because like you got Memphis dry rub.
I've been to Graceland.
Here's the problem with Tennessee, though. We're like a jack of all trades. Nothing we offer does anyone think is like the best. Because like Kansas City has the best brisket. Is it ribs? Texas has the best brisket. You know, Austin's got all that great barbecue. And then I really love Carolina barbecue. That's where both the mustard-based sauces and the vinegar-based sauces are best. And it's always pork. Sorry, but it's the best.
Yeah. You really planned all of your tour dates.
No, that's how we feel.
Florida's good.
Anybody
Florida
here from Western Carolina?
Food in Florida sucks unless you're doing seafood. Yeah. No, I'll tell you what.
Detroit salad will be there next week.
Mrs. Alabama has this white sauce that I tried out in L.A. with some guys, Goods in the Wood, the podcast guys there. They had a show, Yallahammer. They had a show in their backyard, and they served some barbecue. And that white sauce was decent, but I have never heard of Alabama barbecue.
Yeah, Alabama.
And Mississippi, as far as I know, they can go fuck themselves and come.
There we go. Now we're talking.
I mean, you know, they say they got pigs. I never ate one that was any good. I'll be controversial.
Nice. We like it.
I agree with you on the Arkansas
pigs. Food. Nah, Kentucky's probably got good food. I don't know.
So what about beer? What's the best beer in the South? Like, it can't be.
My favorite. So Asheville won the Beer City title from whatever magazine awards that when it used to be Portland because they have so many breweries there. And my favorite brewery for a long time was the Highland Brewing Company out of Asheville. And their Gaelic Ale, which is just like their standard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really good. It's like a lot like a Sam Adams or something like that.
All right, we got
to
get that. Okay. To become more Southern. Would that make us?
You should just go to Asheville because it's a nice intro. Asheville's one of those cities that, for the most part, it just tries to take what you people like most about the South.
Well, you people.
Yeah, you people.
Easy.
Yeah,
what are we?
Northerners, right? Yeah. Or I mean, you're a Californian.
Basically. Close enough. Yeah. I'm from China.
I'm from Pennsylvania, but we went Trump, so I don't know what that makes me now. I don't know.
Well,
same team.
There's that old line, right? It's like Pittsburgh on one side,
yeah.
Whatever other fucking cities on the other, and in between's Alabama.
Yeah, basically. Well, I'm from Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's all.
Wait, so what does it do? It takes what we people like, us dirty Yankees,
and like that is the most Southern things about Asheville are the food, the beer, and the music,
which
is our best fucking.
Oh, the music.
We crush at that.
Yeah.
Fuck anyone who says otherwise. Like, our music is the shit. But Asheville is super hippy-dippy. There's like roving pack of hobo kids just walking around. There's always someone hula-hooping.
I'm out on all that.
Right. No, you probably wouldn't like the liberal parts of
it. Yeah, I don't want
that.
My point
is that you ease into this.
Wait. Don't go full
away. If a black person went to Asheville, if they felt uncomfortable, it would be the way that they feel uncomfortable at a mall full of white people.
Well,
it wouldn't be the way they feel uncomfortable in my hometown, which is just like, Jesus Christ, this is like all the movies where I die first.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. No, because all the hula hooping, I can get that in Northern California. That's not what I want to come see.
No, you don't, but I'm saying if you start there, and maybe not you, you're a cool guy, but you know, I don't know who your listeners are. They might be a
They're idiots.
Yeah, they might be.
We've got some real racist listeners.
I like that. And then there's some good breweries in Knoxville.
All right, so what about music? The music's the best. Like
I think it's the
Elvis.
Best in the world.
Elvis is from Graceland. Right?
I've been to Graceland.
So yeah,
went there in Yom Kippur.
It was me and all Japanese people.
Dolly Parton, Ray Charles, Outkast.
Outkast throws in the mix.
Most of the blues musicians that you've heard of, B.B. King, whoever, a lot of them got famous in Chicago, but they came from the South and they learned how to play in the South. Robert Johnson, who in a lot of ways is the founder of rock and roll. The Muscle Shoals recording studio where Lynyrd Skynyrd recorded, where the Rolling Stones recorded. Sun Records is there.
So give us what's three bands we should listen to that we don't know.
Sturgill Simpson. Do you know who he is? He just did SNL. He's from Kentucky. Nashville
hates
him.
Probably fast forward through.
Like he moved to Nashville. They wouldn't give him the time of day. Dave Cobb recorded with him in his spare time. Like he's one of these big time Nashville recorders. But he was like, in the evening, I'll record with you because I love you.
Yeah.
And he just got nominated for Album of the Year with the Grammys and won a Grammy for the country album, but the CMA Awards, the Country Music Awards, they didn't even invite him because he's told Nashville to go fuck themselves publicly like 6 times. He's great. Sturgill Simpson.
It's going to be like us with NBC.
Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson. Okay.
Jason Isbell.
Who?
Jason Isbell used to be in the Drive-By Truckers. Now
he doesn't have any name.
He's also, he won a Grammy for, I think they gave it to him for Americana album.
Okay.
Because, you know.
That just means
if
South.
If it didn't come out of Nashville, we can't call it country anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You lived in Shanghai for how long? Or
12 years. Suzhou, the town next to Shanghai.
Say, near there. In your experience, did they have, what was their idea of America? And then did they have an idea of the American South within that?
Their idea of America was whoever's president, they knew.
Oh,
they,
great.
They wouldn't know vice president. They would just know president.
I don't even know the vice president.
And then, do we still have one? He'll get fired soon.
It's Bannon,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. And then they would know. They love the NBA, so they'll know whoever's on the Houston Rockets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
not even kidding. Like, Shane Battier had commercials on TV and all that. Like,
so awesome. I love Shane Battier.
And then
play the game the right play.
And then they would know Hollywood. I don't think they would really have an idea of the South. They don't.
At all.
Probably not at all.
Like, they don't think
except
of a difference.
Except for they wouldn't.
Like, did they see the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Okay.
They wouldn't. If they
the movie, not the show. The Johnny.
Oh, yes. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't see anything. If they saw a Confederate flag, they would not know what it was.
Well, that's great.
So you're good there.
That's going to become really hipster there soon. And like,
yeah, maybe that's where we teach them how to be hipsters, how to be Southerners. All right, let's get to the news.
All right.
First news story we have. Okay, this is a good one. Swedish politician. This comes from us from the New York Post.
The finest Kaplan. Newspaper in
Kaplan, that's what he calls
right
the news. Swedish politicians propose paid sex breaks for workers. A Swedish lawmaker is not screwing around when it comes to workplace happiness. You got to love the New York Post.
Nailed it.
Pushing to give employees a 1 hour paid break to have sex at home and regain their office mojo.
You really need an hour?
So it's
very
complimentary to their.
You get a 2 hour lunch break, basically.
I guess you get 1 hour. Oh,
you
no.
have to choose between lunch and sex. Like,
well,
do you get
you
both?
Can do that.
Wait, a 1 hour lunch break? What did they have previously? I don't know if they maybe.
Well, no. I'm assuming it's a 1 hour lunch break. Basically, this dude's saying make it a 2 hour mandatory lunch break.
So you get 1 hour to get home, but then doesn't your. You got to coordinate.
But, like, what if you're, like, can't get laid? This is just rubbing it in.
You can just J.O. in the bathroom or something?
Hey, you
we're going to jerk off.
Jack off on the subway.
But like, everyone's, like, making
you
plans.
You can already get paid to jack off at work. You just have to go in the stall and quit being a pussy.
That's, like, a whole job, right? Put a camera on.
I'm jacked off at work a little
bit. I mean, this guy says, like, he's got...
I've done so many things in stalls at work. Cry. Take personal phone calls. Masturbate.
Which
work
is,
out.
Which
all of that while taking a dump.
Yeah.
What can you get fired for of those, yeah. I would... this guy's got some interesting reasons. He says childbirth should be encouraged.
Child what?
Childbirth. This is one of the reasons for this bill. If you haven't said,
oh, all right, I'm
so,
on board.
Like,
I don't trust the Swedes.
Oh, because Swedish is probably one of those negative. The countries that's getting smaller every year. Like,
right.
They
need
well,
they want to gain. They want to get back up.
They're having some. They're having some
that.
Problems according
I don't
to Trump.
Trust
so
the Swedes never have.
Why not?
Because everyone loves them, and it's like you ever been to high school with like the really good looking blonde tall kid, and everyone likes him, and then like years later, it's like, oh, he's a serial killer.
The country full of
stuff. They're a country
yes.
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know a few.
They're plotting.
They're
I'm
blonde.
Just fucking around.
Aren't they? No. I'm going.
All the immigration they're having is causing. It's actually going to make it less blonde. So
that's true.
They'll be better.
Do you think
now.
If you went there, we might have already talked about this on the pod. I think we did. But if you go there as like an ugly guy, like you're killing it because they don't have any ugly guys.
We haven't talked about this.
And everyone loves what they don't have. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't think it works with ugliness. I think if you're
no, it's because it's called unique.
Just don't be blonde.
Like if you're
dark hair,
Indian,
redhead. Do they
right.
have redheads there?
If you're a decent
oh, black guy,
redhead,
probably could
crush.
Black guy could probably do really
crush.
Well in Sweden. Yeah.
I don't believe just an ugly person.
There's no country of all hot people. Aren't like God.
If
I'm
if
just
we have
jonesing.
Any listeners out there who think they're
jonesing
ugly,
for a butt well, ugly guy.
Look at that toothless drink of water. His nose is in the wrong place. I want to sit on it.
All right.
This
yeah.
guy also says sex is.
What are you doing at lunch?
Sex is an excellent form of exercise.
That's true.
That gym membership some places let you work out.
Yeah, you're saving money.
I can't. This dude's logic is spot on.
Yeah.
It's not going to work because businesses don't give
I mean,
a
you guys
fuck.
Don't well, have day jobs, you comics, but this is a...
If this, this happens...
You might get a day job.
I mean, I'm putting Swedish flag on my backpack every time I go out.
That's good. That's basically telling people I have sex once a day.
Someone makes a Swedish meatballs joke. Heyo. I do feel like this is logically sound. I don't know how this would never work in America. Like, you can make this argument, Aaron, everyone's like, logically, this all makes sense, but we're just not going
to
do it.
Well, do you think it's this law would extend to anyone who works at IKEA anywhere around the world? Because then all you have to do is hang out in the cafeteria.
There's plenty of places to fuck in an
wait
IKEA.
For lunch. Yes. It's just all these single guys with their hands so looking at their crazy. Watch. 58, 11, 59. Yeah,
we have to stagger it because it's kind of weird if everyone in the country is having sex at the same time.
What we do is we get...
That weird? I think that's beautiful.
So here's what we do. We get last pod, we get Big Josh, Small Josh, Dom, Texas John to fly in, go to IKEA's.
Yeah, Anonymous John now.
See who gets banged first.
All right. See who gets banged first.
Next story.
Good segue.
Nursing
home. One of them's name is Small John?
Yeah, I bet you he gets late.
Big Josh and Small Josh.
Oh, Josh.
He's going to be the one who...
Please, not John.
Yeah.
Small John, of course he's getting banged first.
Yeah. All right, well.
Nursing home workers fired for giving lap dance to elderly man with dementia.
I saw that. And it is nuts.
That's a problem. You should be allowed. This is America.
It was the accusation. Didn't like it. Well, he had dementia, so who knows what he wanted. But she was like saying things to him.
It was a little creepy.
She's like, do you have the quotes?
She's like, I can show you new things. I can show you new things.
There's another one, I think.
Well, you got to say stuff twice. People have dementia.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And they can't hear very well.
Yeah. And then, like, she was like mooning him. And, like, I actually took off her pants.
I thought
like,
she said something. I feel like there was a quote I read that was a little bit more like.
We should have the
arrogant video,
but
almost like it was something like
arrogant.
Don't you wish you could do something with this? Like,
which is really rubbing.
Taunting.
Yes,
because like
I don't like that. Yeah. I like helping. I don't like taunting. I thought she was just.
I like lap dances for the elderly.
Well,
yeah, me too.
I mean, it's a good way to kill them quicker.
Filming her, turned it over
which is good
cops.
For medical costs.
Like this video
keeping
was turned
down.
Over by another worker.
So wait, why was that person instead of stopping it? That's the classic thing that always.
Who's
happens.
The
filming
snitch?
It? Yeah.
First of all,
listen,
fat girl
sounds,
who tried to give the guy a lap dance and he
exactly
wouldn't take it.
Exactly what I was going to say. I was apologizing and I shouldn't have. I was going to say this is misogynistic, but it was definitely.
See, I don't apologize. I just said
what?
It was a fat ugly.
Oh, that. Yeah. Of course.
Or it was a guy nurse who was just like.
No way, dude.
No, it was somebody jealous that they were trying to get the guy with dementia. Someone else got in there early.
Dementia is the ultimate cool guy move because like you literally don't remember the person.
Exactly.
She could be giving him sponge baths every day and taking great care of him, and he doesn't remember her.
You know how much like chicks like you and you don't remember their name? Like, times that by a thousand.
I know. That's what, so that's, you know.
Just like, I want his scaly psoriasis hands on.
Every dementia guy can have sex on his lunch breaks if he wanted to.
Plus, as we said earlier, China takes this to the next level.
What do you mean?
They have strippers at funerals now.
That was an earlier news story.
That is the mic drop of a culture. What?
Yeah. We do that because they figure if you're going to go out, you might as well go out in style, right? Like, you know how we have wake? Now it's like cool to have a wake where like you drink beer and like, okay, well, we celebrate his life. This is the next level of that where we're celebrating his life with a party. So what these people are doing, they're
you
just...
You told me that China doesn't have a sense of... No, you said the South. You didn't say America. I was going to say, this is just what rap has done for the world. Because that's a rap video.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at a funeral.
Or a beer commercial.
Way cooler than any rap video I've seen.
I want to see this rap
Way video. More gangster.
We should film this,
dude,
yeah.
If a rap group had a dude die, and they had his funeral, and they shot a music video at it with strippers...
It's the best way to go.
Absolutely.
So my point is, this lady, this nurse, this hero of the week is just doing it in advance.
Right.
But again,
do it for the living. It's like
China's ahead of us.
Didn't want it.
In the
it's
world.
Like, you know how some people give their gifts instead of inheritance, they give like their grandchildren gifts. So they want to see them with the money beforehand before they die.
Exactly.
That's what this is. I want to see his face. I don't want to give him a lap dance at the funeral. Oh, he's dead. What's that going to?
Funeral's a waste, but right before he goes out.
Boom.
Yeah, boom, literally.
All right.
I don't know. So you know, I'm a caller hero. If she wants to, we should get her.
Sincerely, she's a very broken person.
Right? Well, she can come on the pod. We can figure it out.
She wants to come on the pod.
Another thing that I, you know, that's not cool.
Dating show for her.
Nurses, in my limited experience, I mean, they do tend to the freaky side.
That's good just, to know.
Like, my sample size is not very large, and I'm a happily married man at this point in my life.
Sure,
but in my limited experiences, and now we've got another example.
Yeah,
nurses be broken,
and you know,
nurses be broken,
be broken, and you go into the hospital, and you have all these bills, and with our medical system, like if the nurse gives you a lap dance, Exactly. Feels bad about that billion.
Now, do you think that was covered under Obamacare?
What's the premium on a tip?
Because if Trump's taking that away,
Trump is definitely not taking that away. That's the one. So that's my opinion.
All right, last story of the week. We're doing this. Technically, you say this is not the South, but this is as close as we can get.
We want to hear the Southern story.
For these two Yankees.
We didn't know Texas wasn't
Texas
the South.
Texas is not the South. It's not. It's its own thing. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I'm trying to think.
It's independent.
Is Hong Kong China?
It's Texas.
Texas.
You know, that's my diplomatic way of not getting me kicked out of China forever. Texans shouldn't use the Chilean flag emoji to talk about their state, lawmaker says.
What? Wow. I don't even know what that means.
Here's the problem.
It's very similar.
I noticed this in high school when I had a friend from Chile, family's from Chile. He got a Chilean flag. Sorry, not bragging, just saying.
Right.
And his family he got a Chilean flag tattooed on his arm. Everyone thought he got a Texas flag on accident because those flags are almost identical. Chilean flag and a Texas
and the
flag.
Texas lawmaker.
And so here's the problem. So they don't have a Texas flag emoji yet in the world.
Okay.
They do have a Chilean flag. So Texans are mistakenly sharing the Chilean flag as their own flag and saying, yeah, don't mess with Texas.
You said in the beginning of that sentence, here's the problem. Will you get to the problem? Because what the fuck are we talking about? How's this a problem?
Well, it's a problem for this lawmaker.
Why?
Because he's embarrassed that his people don't know what their own flag looks like, so he wants to outlaw the Chilean flag.
To wrap himself in the Texas flag, he set it on fire.
Representative,
a little about Chile.
Representative Tom O'Shea. Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from I don't know what county.
If I was a Republican, like one of those like young progressive, I'm cool with the gays, but fiscally I'm conservative, I would just be so embarrassed by people like this guy.
This guy. But, you know, he's trying to...
What would the law entail?
It would entail outlawing the emoji in the state of Texas.
So
would you enforce that?
I have no idea. This guy says, for Pete's sake, let the...
He literally... That's a quote?
Yeah.
Is this a real...
Pete's real. Like, it's just like his buddy Pete from Chile. For Pete's sake.
Pete's sake. Yeah, for his sake, you know.
I don't know what the rest
of
this says.
The hot sauce.
There you go. Oh, that's who we're talking about. I don't know. I can't.
Pete's hot sauce.
The rest of this makes no sense. Anyway.
Good news.
We should have started with that one because it was stupid, and that nursing one was salacious.
Free Texas, free chili.
Yeah.
They got free chili around here?
There you go.
Boom.
I think that's it. Drew, thank you. Drew Morgan.
Can I plug my website
plug
real quick?
Away.
Yes.
Wellreadcomedy.com, red spelled R-E-D. You can see where we're on tour. We're sold out the next couple dates, but out in the future you can get some.
Sold out.
Yeah, man. And the book, Liberal Redneck Manifesto, Dragon Dixie Out of the Dark. Like I said, real subtle title. It's out now. We're going to be on The View March 14th.
And, hot damn.
That's
The
it.
View.
You're going to be on The View. Wait, who hosts The View now?
I know Whoopi.
Whoopi's still there.
I know Joy Behar.
Joy Behar.
Joy Behar.
I think Raven Simone.
Yes.
And I believe the other one is, isn't it still Sharon Osbourne?
No, there's someone else there. I was there recently.
Hasselbeck?
I don't know who
it
is.
No, she's been
gone. And I didn't know that was Raven Simone, but that makes sense now. I was like, who's, I didn't know
who it was. From the Cosbys, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
There is some other Miss Selena.
And do you have any, where are your dates coming up?
We'll find out her name.
Anywhere you can remember?
We're in Oxford.
You got anything in California? We got a lot of listeners.
Yes, we do have some in California. This will only take a second.
You should do Allentown, Pennsylvania.
We have done, not Allentown. We definitely did Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. We did something else, though. All right, we do have California. Oh, wait. Well, this fucking March 9th, we're going to be at the Largo.
In Los Angeles, cool.
Yeah, but it's sold out.
Hey!
Salt Lake City.
Going StubHub.
Looks like we added a date in Salt Lake City. So March 10th, we're in Salt Lake City. March 18th, Oklahoma. Nope, that's sold out. Well,
so you just rubbing
all
it
right.
Out. You know, we don't need to plug you. You've got sellouts.
You guys are doing good.
You guys are doing, yeah. Doing too well right.
The website, well read.
R-E-D.
R-E-D, got it.
Well read comedy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Check them out. Kaplan. I gotta say something.
Say it.
Get lost.
All right, I will.
That's all.
Never go. Why never?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.